The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, teaches us Amar Rav Yochanan Shloisha Zerim Hein, the three crowns in the Kelim in the Mishkan. Shel Mizbeach v'Shel Aron v'Shel Shulchan. There was a crown around the Mizbeach. There was a crown around the Aron, and there was a crown around the Shulchan. Says the Gemara Shel Mizbeach Zoch Aron v'Natlei. The crown of the Mizbeach, which represents Avoida, Aaron took it. Shel Shulchan, which represents Malchus, Zoch David v'Natlei. David Melech Yisrael, received that crown. Shel Aaron ha'edus, the crown around the Aaron, and Dain Munachu, it remains available. Karol Aroit Salikach Yavav V'Yikach. Everyone has the ability to learn Torah. And this explained the Mefarshim, the Lechem Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. They say that this is the basis for the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, B'shloisha Ksarim Nichtaru Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has three crowns, Kesef Torah, Kesef Kohuna, Kesef Malchus. Kesef Kohuna, Zocha Ba'aron. The Kesef Kohuna went to Aaron. Shenema v'hoisloi lozara achrov bris kunas olam. Kesef Malchus, Zocha by David. David HaMelech has the Kesef Malchus. Shenema zaroi l'olam yiyai v'kisoi kishemesh negdi. Kesef Torah, however, says the Rambam, harei munach v'oymer amuchan chal Yisrael. The Kesef Torah is available to every Jew. Shenema Torah tziva lana moishe mayrosha kilos Yaakov. Whoever wants could come and learn. Shema Taimer continues the Rambam. That those other crowns are maybe greater. As our Gemara says, the quotes the pasuk. Be malachim loichu. V'roizni yichayk kutzadik kisharim yeshuru. Halamata shekesa tayra gadol mishneim. The Kesef Torah is greater than anything else. And in fact, as our Gemara mentioned in the piece before, the Gemara describes how the Aron was constructed. And as the Gemara says, Sholosh Aron is also Betzalel. And as the Mefarshim explain, although Betzalel had a team of people working with him in building the Mishkan and building the Torah, the building the Kelei HaMishkan, when it came to the construction of the Aron, Bezalel took that job all for himself. He didn't share that with anyone else. Again, recognizing the importance of the Kesef Torah. And the Mefarshim go on to explain that the Aron was specifically constructed in a way that it should be easily accessed. It wasn't too high, it wasn't too low, it wasn't too wide. Again, the Bina Al-Itim explains that the reason the Aron was constructed that way is to teach us and to show us how accessible the Torah is to everyone. And in fact, the Shlah says, Shiyochel Adam. This is the Shlah in Masechta Shavuos. Many people, in fact, have the minig to learn this Shlah on the night of Shavuos. And we read the words of the Shlah. Shiyochel Adam L'chadesh Pilei Plos B'kol Halacha V'Halacha B'kol Kush V'Terutzim. With the questions and answers that we offer, we can be mechadesh much Torah. Everyone can learn the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Taisus, and come to the recognition of being mechadish chidush Torah. And says the Shalom, Kamosha Pilpula Taisus and Rashi, like we find throughout Shas, that Taisus tries to understand and ask questions and gives answers regarding what Rashi says. Kane, so too, Nuchal, a hoisable people, La'ayan, Lotaratz, a cushus, Shatoysis, Makshom Rashi. We also could offer answers to the questions that Toysis asked in Rashi. The Kane Shah Kushis, Shatoysis, Makshom, a Sugar, the Shmatzah, or any other points that Toysis raises in the understanding of the Gemara. Hatoira Nitna Lachal Yisrael. The Shlah proclaims everybody received the Torah. Ki Kesser Torah Munachal Kol. The Kesser Torah is available to anyone. Vayachshe Mani Umiani La'ayin O'Leila V'gdolos Min Flos. Who am I? Ki Aloim L'Shem Shemayim, says the Shlah. Somebody learns L'Shma. Or Miyageis Atzma V'alim, and it tries to understand what he learns. As Yigati Mitzasi Tamin. Then he has will succeed in his learning. The call Ela Papulim as Raisu the Marsachbai. Anytime a person expends energy in learning Torah, Hem Makovla Midas Hamalfish Nikra Torah Shabapesh Midas Adin. The person is involved, the person who's learning Torah is the one that brings the Shechina to the world. However, cautions the Shalah, Vidask of a Pilpul Shalemis. Strictly, if it's a pilpul of emes, abo a pilpul sheshaker, of course a person should try to learn Torah that it should be true. And the Rabbeinu Yoina also says that another raya, as the Gemara says, that Torah is greater, the Kesa Torah is greater than all the other ksarim, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, because we find indeed in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan that only the Aron with the luchas in it, were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As we're learning Masechta Yuma, and we keep on learning about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and how special of an area it was, and that the Kohen Gadol only entered that area once a year, we learn from here what the Kodesh HaKadoshim represents, and the only clay of the Kli HaMishkan that was found there was the Aron. The Mizbeach and the Shulchan were on the other side of the Pareichus. And then he says a very nice pshat. When we say Hallel, the Parokim from Tehillim, we say, Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem, but when it, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hashem, when it comes to Yirei Hashem, we say Yirei Hashem. Why don't we say Beis Yirei Hashem? Because there is a Beis Aaron, there are Kohanim that come from that family, strictly. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, when it comes to Torah, everybody has the right to learn Torah. And the Kedushas Levi, in fact, says that that's the reason why we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos, because we know that David HaMelech emanated from Rus. But we're trying to say that although we have David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, David HaMelech represents Malchus in Klal Yisrael, really what is important, and really what made David HaMelech the Melech, as our Gemara says, be Melochim Yimloichu, but because he sat and learned Torah, my hands are dirty, Beshvir, Beshelya. David HaMelech spent his days, he got up by Chatzos to sit and learn. And in fact, the Kli Yoker points out in the construction of the Aron that it's very interesting that when, as our Gemara indicates, when we speak about the Aron, all of the measurements of the Aron were not in whole amos. Something very rare. It was only in half amos. The Mizbeach, on the other hand, was only whole amos. And the Shulchan points out the Kli Yoker, some were whole amos and some were half amos. So says the Kli Yoker, what is the lesson of this? When it comes to learning, a person should look at his Torah like he's never finished learning. He's only a half. He isn't quite ready to be on the highest madrega of learning. He should keep on learning more and more. When it comes to Shulchan, which represents the Kesa Malchus, it represents a person's success in this world. So, on one hand, it was some of the Amos were whole Amos, and some of the Amos were half Amos. On one hand, it's trying to teach us it should be whole Amos. A person should be satisfied with what he has. On the other hand, it should be half Amos, that a person shouldn't want too much. He should be satisfied. Ezu Asher Asameich Bechalka, he should be satisfied with what he has. When it comes to Mizbeach, however, says the Kli Yakar, all of the Amos were whole Amos. Why were all of the Amos whole Amos? To show us that when, what does Mizbeach represent? The Mizbeach represents Avoida. And represents that the Kayin, by doing the Avoida in the Mizbeach, brings Kapara, as we're learning in our Masechta, to all of Klal Yisrael. Someone who is doing and is helping another Jew, he is a shalim. He is complete. And therefore, all of the Amos that were used in Mizbeach were shleimus. But our Gemara, earlier on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, also actually taught us some other halachas regarding the Aron. The Gemara discussed the lav of Lo Yisuru Mimenu, that the poles and the rings that were on the side of the Aron should never be removed. So the Chinuch explains the reason for this halacha. The Chinuch explains the reason for this halacha is to teach us, we know that in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael had to be ready at any time to be on the move. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a directive, it's time to go. And now they have to start assembling the Aron with the poles and the rings. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go. So that's why it's there all the time. But many Mefarshim explain that the poles that were on the side of the Aron represent the Tamchen Deraisa, those that support learning. And what the lesson here is, that not just the Aron and the Luchas in the Aron were there all the time, but the poles that carry the Aron were also there all the time. They are necessary to remain together with us. And in fact, I saw that the Hafla explains that there's a concept that we find many times, Ha'aron noisei es noisav, that the Aron didn't need to be carried. The Aron carried actually those that carried it. Says that flaw. Then not only does that mean that the Talmid Chachamim, Ha'aron noisei es noisav, somebody who learns Torah gets supported by the Aron, but even those that support learning, Ha'aron noisei es noisav, are carried by the Aron. Somebody who supports Torah brings bracha to his life. The Meiri, and this is actually a concept that was also discussed in our perek, says the lesson that we learn from the Badei Ha'aron, from the poles on the side of the Aron, is that not only is the Torah, the Gashmius, connected to the Torah, but even the Badim, which represents those that carry the Torah, those that are involved in the Gashmius, also are carried through the Torah. And actually, the Mefarshim say that's Pshat in the Gemara that we learned on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says, "As Halach Lefnei Hashem Be'aretz Zechayim, Amr Yehuda Zu Mokim Shvakim." So all the Mefarshim have a problem understanding this Gemara. Strictly in the Makom Shvakim, in the marketplaces, in the street, that is the Eretz Zechayim. Isn't the Beis HaMedrash, aren't the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses the Eretz Zechayim? So some explain that if somebody lives in a village where there is no commerce and there is not much going on, so he doesn't have the ability to learn. If somebody, because he's busy, he has to work, he can't find everything easily available. Somebody who lives in a big town, everything is easily available. And therefore he has much more time to learn. And that's why the Gemara says somebody who lives in a Makam Shvakim is living in Eretz Chaim. That's one pshat that I saw. But I saw another beautiful pshat. Yes, somebody who's in the Makam Shvakim, Torah is not only limited to the Beis Medrash. Torah is supposed to permeate every aspect of our life. And how does Torah permeate every aspect of our life? Even when we're in the Makam Shvakim, even when we're in the street outdoors, the Torah is supposed to permeate our life. And the Gemara said, as we quoted earlier, Sholosh Aroinus Osa B'tzalel, and the Mefarshim try to understand why was the Aron indeed constructed in that fashion. So I did see a pshat that every person, the Yun Yaakov says this pshat, that every person is a Torah. Every person is a miniature Torah. And just like a person, the way we are created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inside we have a neshama, which is certainly ruchnius. On the outside, we have a tzelem elokim, our face, our features are a tzelem elokim. And as the pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, ki b'tzelem elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in the tzelem elokim. And between the outside, the tzelem elokim, and the inside, the neshama, there is the body, the gashmius. So too is every sort of Gemara is trying to teach us, says the Ein Yaakov, that every person is an Aron Kodesh, and just like the Aron Kodesh was built with two gold boxes, one on the outside and one on the inside, and a wood box in between, so too is every person. But then I saw another very nice pshat, the Sefer Gilyonim Minchas Chayim says this pshat. He says, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Klal Yisrael did the sin of the eagle, V'mayin, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, Mecheni no Mesifecha. Erase me from your Torah. And as the Gemara says, and as we know, Parshas Tetzava, actually, the parasha that speaks about the Klei HaMishkan is the parasha where the name of Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't appear. And the Farshim try to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu here was Meiser Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So as a person who's being Meiser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, what a worthy attribute is his schar, that indeed his name is missing from the Torah. So he explains, the Chas V'Sholom. The lesson of the Aron is that the Aron represents one box and another box and another box. That there's a Pnimius HaTorah. And that the Pnimius HaTorah, what's hidden, is greater than what's outside. Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe his name doesn't appear in Parshas Tetzava, but he's all over Parshas Tetzava. He's all over all of the Torah. To teach us that the Pnimius, that Torah isn't only what we see. The Torah also has in it much pnimius. And a person who gives up his pnimius for Torah indeed is connected to the Torah in a very great way.